Does he really believe this is almost over? Ferantha Kresok thought. He can't. He isn't stupid and he isn't mad. He has to know better. But he's proud, she reminded herself. Cursing the blindness of Adral Syagrius, the Princeps Senioris of the warlord titan Gloria Vastata lashed out. The bellicosa pattern volcano cannon of the god machine's right arm burned trenches through the enemy. Las so powerful it could melt armor and fortifications, blasted monsters to steam. Moments later, the trenches filled and the Tyranids came on. The land before Hive Gelon crawled and heaved. Destruction surged towards the walls of the city in waves of terrible life. The land had become a thing of claws and acid, of chitinous armor and swarming, monstrous hunger. There was nothing left of the marshlands that had stretched out before Carnia's capital city. Their entire biomass had been consumed, and now the Tyranids came to devour the millions of lives within Gelon. The Legio of the Pallidus Moor and the 66th Qataran Spears held the line. While the Legio of the Imperial Hunters chased trophies and glory, the sky over Gelon flashed and burned. In orbit around Carnia, an Imperial Navy fleet fought the Tyranid bioships. Vox traffic to the surface was fragmentary, transmissions broken up by the fury of ship-to-ship fire and the maelstroms of burning plasma left by the destruction of once mighty vessels. The signs of the Void War reached the combatants on the ground in the form of bright scarlet bursts, silver lightning, and clouds that roiled like slow eruptions. The 15 titans of the Pallidus Moor's demi-legio blunted, then tore through the mass of Tyranids. They disrupted the flood, while the 66th Armored Regiment of the Qataran Spears created a blockade. The latter's tanks had formed up along the ragged line where the industrial wastelands outside Gelon's walls gave way to the sea of mud that had been the marsh. Warhounds loped along the flanks of the Tyranid swarm and launched raids into the elements still miles from the front lines. Reavers patrolled the wastes, towering sentinels striding over hills of refuse and through rivers and lakes of toxic effluent. They were the rearguard, mobile annihilators taking down the Xenos horrors that got through the spears. The warlords pushed deep into the Tyranid assault. Theirs was not a defensive manoeuvre. They were the counterattack, the storm that had come to purge the Tyranids from the face of Carnia. They were the immense majesty of righteous war, high peaks that moved across the battlefield, their weapons obliterating the crawling, scuttling, lumbering monsters. The land heaved, and the warlords burned it back to the bedrock.
Kresok, voxed Tovan Reliax in Crudelis Mortem. There's an energy spike to the west.
In the manifold, Kresok shifted her focus. Gloria Vastata had been incinerating swathes of gaunts and warrior bioforms, easing the pressure on the spear's blockade and on her secutari, who were keeping the smaller Tyranids from trying to climb the legs of the Titan. Kresok looked west with the eyes of the Auspex array and saw the spike. Gloria Vastata was closest to the position, still miles away, where bioenergy readings had surged red.
Incoming exocrine barrage, she told her moderati.
The Tyranids had hit the Pallidus Moor and Imperial Hunters with long-range artillery bioforms when the Legios had first walked on Carnia. Kresok and her fellow princeps kept a sharp lookout for another such attack.
Preemptive strike west, Kresok said.
She fed the coordinates from the manifold to the moderati. Their wills were linked to hers and to Gloria Vastata's machine spirit, and the Titan turned its weapons to the new targets as if they were an extension of Kresok's body. On her right, Brennan Greverain worked the volcano cannon with her. On the left, Agara Vansak unleashed the Morai quake cannon. On the right shoulder of the carapace, Moderati Minoris Doran Conteris was linked to the Apocalypse missile launches, while on the left shoulder, Ferek Haziad kept the Vulcan Megabolter trained on closer enemies. Missiles, shells and lasbeams seared the gloom of the day. The massive recoil of the launches thrummed through the body of the god machine. The distant landscape lit up with explosions wide enough to engulf entire hive sectors. The bioenergy spikes vanished from the Auspex, the readings overwhelmed by the cataclysm.